Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And today, I bring to you from Guns.com somebody that makes a lot of things possible. For those of you that like to buy used guns, he brings them in, he spruces them up, he brings them to your attention. Joining us now for the first time from Guns.com is Adam Renfro. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
I'm just trying to cope. Today was a very long day. I don't want to talk about it. So, tell me a little bit about... Now, I've talked to Alex before, and I'll be honest with you. I never really thought about that side of the business when you guys are, because you guys buy guns. You buy guns, and you give a pretty good price for guns, but once you have bought them and they come into you, now you got to go to work. Tell me what happens when you guys buy a gun and you... It comes to you, and it's time to try to turn it around.
Yeah, so we got a buyer team that's, they're all over the country, all the time, just picking up different items. But once they come into the warehouse, we give them a quick once-over, figure out, what we're looking at here, figure out what accessories are coming with it, and then my team's in charge of getting a little description with it. So depending on the price point, that's how we determine the description that goes with it. But, yeah, basically we churn out hundreds of descriptions a week for all the used firearms coming through the warehouse.
Which, I would imagine the description is very important, because does that become part of the search engine optimization? Is it something where if somebody's looking to buy a certain gun, if you have the right words and the right phrasing, the right verbiage built into that gun description, does it make it easier for somebody to find it?
Yeah, it actually definitely does. But one of the other things we're trying to do, too, is, what we try to work into the descriptions for something like a Glock, right? Maybe a first-time gun buyer, they know the name Glock, right? But, what is this model good for? Well, this model's good for, self-defense. Glock 19 might be a better general-purpose sidearm, whether you want to use it for daily carry, home defense, law enforcement application, whatever. So that's kind of what we're trying to provide, is just, not a full detailed spec list, but a realistic application of what you might be using that firearm for.
Right, right. Well, I mean, that's one of the hallmarks of good selling is knowing what to tell and how to say it. Now, do you ever have to take it? Like, do you get a gun that comes in and you put out the first description? You think it's an adequate description. You look at it and for some reason it's just sort of maybe sitting there. Do you ever take that gun and then say, I'm going to reimagine this description here, and obviously something is amiss, something is awry?
We definitely have. It's definitely something we try to avoid, though. It certainly happened. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, it's definitely happened. But, the goal is to make that as few and far between as possible.
In the used gun market, one thing that, I mean, initially with the COVID-19 that arose and everything else, I saw people selling used guns for, I don't know. I saw one, I saw a Glock 17 with a coat of paint, coat of FDE on it. It had four or five mags with it. They wanted $1,000 for that gun. Now, I don't know if it was worth $1,000 or not. I've owned and sold many Glocks. Never paid $1,000 for one that wasn't a custom gun. And I just found that sort of high. Has the market for used guns sort of settled down? Have we gotten back to an equalized place in that market?
It's coming back down a little bit. There's definitely, I would say it's on the other end of the curve, right? I don't think it's, well, it clearly isn't back to where it was pre-pandemic, but I think the biggest issue we're seeing is the ammo crisis still.
Right, right. Which that's still apparently a thing, and I've heard that there, it might become a thing, a worse thing in January. Have you heard that?
Oh, a little bit. I haven't dove into it too much, but what are your thoughts on that? Why do you think that might happen?
I don't know. You know, I've just heard a few people talking about it. I can't imagine why it would happen except, maybe, you know, where we're getting these components and where we're getting the raw materials to make these components. How bad did they shut down in their locale? How bad does it continue to be? All those other, I'm looking into 45-70 myself. I have a 45-70 lever gun now. I have some ammo for it, but everybody's like, well, you should reload your own. It's much cheaper. And I'm like, well, that would be splendid, except there's no primers. Don't know if I can find any brass. You know.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing. I mean, from what I can see, is it seems like there is availability for the popular calibers, right? And I would say you can call them the military calibers, you know, even 308, 5.56, 9mm, 45, a little bit. It's coming back, but your hunting calibers, I just don't think they're, you know, number one priority on a lot of these manufacturing to-do lists. I mean, for example, 270, 243, 4570. You know, a lot of these calibers are still hard to find just because I think there's more money to be made in churning out 5.56 all day, all night instead of, you know, making some hunting batches that, you know, realistically are probably going to be used, you know, closer towards what we're at, right, where we're at right now in the year, and compared to shooters like me and others who, you know, who like to churn through as much 5.56 and 308 and 7.62-39 as possible at the range.
For you, for what you, what do you see more with the shortage of ammunition? Have you seen guns that have ammunition shortages? Are they flooding the market? Are people just holding on to them? Or is it the other way around? The guns where there is ammunition, those are the ones that you're seeing more come to you.
No, you're definitely right. There's, you know, firearms in the more peculiar calibers, they do seem to be getting sold off a little bit quicker. You know, especially it seems like people are switching more. Yeah, that's definitely the case. I would say yes.
No, I wondered about that, but I hope that doesn't last very long, because I imagine those are some pretty nice guns you see coming around. Is the price reflective of the fact that they can't get ammo and they're sort of right now just paperweights at the moment?
I'd like to think so. I mean, you see some pretty, you know, nice hunting rifles usually that come through, and it's, you know, we see what the what the buyer team got it for. And I mean, I've been quite surprised sometimes. Like, wow, that's a very, very good price we got on that. I mean, sometimes I'm genuinely surprised at what price we got it for, and even what it's selling for right now.
What about those high-end, like tactical rifles, like the Barretts and everything that come in? I mean, even when there was ammo for Barretts, wasn't it like, you know, $10 a round? And I can only imagine what it is now.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much 50 BMG is going for right now. I still think it's around $3 to $5, if I had to guess, but I mean, it depends what you're trying to do with it. If you're getting match grade 50 BMG, that's always going to be more expensive. But honestly, we don't get too many 50 BMGs coming through, and I'm not certain as to why. I'm assuming it's because people that bought it in the first place are, you know, kind of like it as a novelty piece. You know, a lot of people that were buying guns during the pandemic, it was for for security purposes, right? Unless you're I mean, you could be buying a Barrett or a different 50 BMG for security purposes, but your security purposes are different than mine at that point, I guess.
Oh, that's interesting. The whole part and parcel of the gun business since the pandemic has been very interesting to observe, and it's been more interesting to observe it this time than it was in 2013 after Sandy Hook, when Obama and Biden got out there and started the last panic buying that we had prior to that. But we're coming up on the first break. Guns.com. Not only can you find out all the latest news and all the latest stuff in the gun culture to read about, you can buy there, you can sell there. This gentleman puts the guns back out and gets one ready to go for you. We'll be talking to him when we get back. His name is Adam Renfro. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Adam Renfro. He is from Guns.com himself. He works in the used gun department. He puts them out there. And is that the correct terminology? Are you the used gun department guy? Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Close enough. Is there an actual title to it, or are you just...
My official job title is the e-commerce inventory manager, but that's because that's the bulk of what I do, but I do other things as well. But yeah, for all intents and purposes, that is A-okay.
I like your title better, though. E-commerce. I like that much better. Let's talk a little bit about e-commerce. In terms of trying to sell a gun that is used, if I get a gun and it's a plastic Fantastic and I get out there and shave it down and stipple the grip and everything, is that going to do anything to the value of the gun if I try to sell it to you?
So our buyer team, they really won't take anything. You know, if it's something that's been, we'll say altered in a fashion where only the user who did it will appreciate it. Right. We really don't buy too many of those. But I mean, you know, if you stipple a grip, say on like a Glock, or whether it's professionally done or you do a really good job on it, whether it's XD, SIG, whatever it is, yeah, that really won't negatively impact it. Not that I've seen, anyways. A lot of people prefer that too. So something that's a little bit more customized. We see a lot of them with the Talon grip tape. We see so many handguns rolling through with the Talon grip tape. So whether it's stipple, whether you put a grip tape on there, I don't really think it negatively impacts the price, and it might actually help it move a little bit, just because a lot of people, there is clearly a demand for it. So
right, but if it's a gun like coming from Shadow Systems or Agency Arms or a Zev Tech gun or something like that, if it's a gun where they actually have a model, where they actually have a trim package or something that you can have done to your gun, or that you bought the gun that way from them, it was the whole purchase of the gun, does that hold its value better than, say, a gun where I go out there and do the undercut myself with a Dremel and do my own stipple job and put some new sights on it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, those sell really quickly. Anything, especially from Zev or others like that, yeah, those go quick. I mean, we get those, and this is, in one day, out the next kind of firearm. Those are the best, for especially for me, if you're writing the description, because the best firearms for me are the ones that kind of sell themselves. Whether it's a rare gun, whether it's just a firearm that people can't get but want, or and I would say Zev falls into that category. People always want those because they're fantastic shooters.
Yeah, when we were setting up to do this yesterday, and I was talking to Adam, he told me about a gun that ever since he mentioned it, I didn't really make the distinction to it, but I wanted to ask about this simply because I've never heard of it. Now, I've heard of a Colt Cobra. I've heard of a Colt Python. But you guys have had a Colt Bora.
Yeah,
what
the Boa.
Is a Colt Boa. Okay. What is a Colt, Colt Boa? I presume it's some... tell me what it is.
Yeah, so it was a rare Colt that was one of the rare of the snake gun lineups, if not the rarest. It was basically a bit of a combination between the Python and the Trooper Mark V. 1,200 of them were made. At least 600 had the 4-inch barrel, and I think 600 had the 6-inch barrel. They were made for Lou Horton, and, it's just one of the cool things about working at Guns.com and seeing all the firearms. It's not something, a Colt Boa is not something you see in the wild. That's not the kind of snake gun you're going to see at a pawn shop. I appreciate being able to see those. And, I like being able to write the descriptions for them, too, because, that's going to go to a good home, someone out there that's what they need for their snake gun collection. And, on top of that, too, it was actually pretty interesting because we also recently got in a Colt Python Stalker, which is, it's a Python, geared towards handgun hunting, right? So it comes with a Leupold scope on it, from the factory, and only 200 of those were put out. So, that's another one of those snake gun lamps where it's just cool to see because, that's pretty much going to be the first and last one I ever lay my eyes and hands on.
When you get one of those, and like you said, it probably sells itself and everything, but, do you still take the time to go over it and make sure everything is, I's all dotted, T's all crossed?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We want to make sure that, whether it's the cheapest firearm we offer or the nicest, we want to make sure that the customer deserves to get a solid description and get explained. We want to explain to them what we're offering. So, it doesn't really matter what firearm it is. We want to do an accurate job. And, especially with the description, especially for photos, too. So,
what's the rarest piece that you've ever had come across your desk?
Ooh, so the Boa's up there. The Python Stalker's up there, too. But I would have to say a while back we had a Gyrojet.
Okay.
And do you know what that is?
No, I have no idea.
So that was, man, I haven't looked into it in a while, so I apologize if I get a couple of these facts a little incorrect. But basically, it was designed in the, I think, in the 70s, but it was a rocket pistol. So it fired miniature rockets. And, you know, obviously it failed. I know there was some government interest. I think there was a rifle, maybe even, you know, an anti-tank or anti-vehicle version of the firearm as well. But yeah, so we got a gyrojet handgun in, and that was just, you know, what am I looking at? It was pretty neat to see, because, you know, that's not ammo that's out there. That's not a firearm that's commonly out there. So to hold one of those and just to see it in person, it was pretty phenomenal.
A gyrojet. So
yeah, check it out. It's pretty interesting.
I'm going to have to look that up. Does ammo exist for that today?
Oh, man, not that I know of. I mean, I'm, you know, anything exists with enough money, right? So I don't know if you could get someone to maybe make you some rounds for it. I don't really know. It's my understanding the reason it never took off, too, is, you know, because when a rocket takes flight, you know, whether it's up into space or out of the barrel of a gun, you know, you have a very low immediate velocity. But to my understanding, the initial velocity was in the low hundreds of feet per second. So, as you can imagine, for a handgun, that's not exactly going to be an ideal scenario if you're whipping a projectile at, you know, 500-700 feet per second.
Yeah, I'd imagine you could just step out of the way of one of those, couldn't you?
Perhaps.
Thank God he's got a gyrojet. That's all right. Fire. Yep, dodge that one too. I'm going to have to look that up during the break. That we got the break coming up. Have you ever, and you know what, we got 45 seconds, but have you ever gotten a hold of a Bren 10?
No, actually I have not. You know, and I wish we could, but I'm still hoping one comes through. But no, I have not seen one in person. How about you?
No, I haven't, but I mean, I'm a 10 millimeter fan, but, you know, I've got.
I definitely am too.
Hang on for me if you would. We'll talk 10 millimeter when we get back. Talking to Brad Renfro. He's the e-commerce manager at guns.com. He's the one that when the used guns come in, he looks at them, he captions them, he shoots video of them, he makes them attractive, and he puts a price on them, and then you can buy them. Guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse is testifying in his own defense on Wednesday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old accused of opening fire on looters and rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots over a police shooting in 2020, killing two men. Rittenhouse saying he went to Kenosha to protect businesses from rioters and looters and was only defending himself. After nearly 2 weeks of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being authorized for use in kids aged 5 through 11, the White House on Wednesday is giving an update. Jeff Zients, the COVID-19 response coordinator, sharing some encouraging news.
By the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is forming a concert safety task force after 8 people were killed at a Houston music festival. Abbott saying Texans should not have to worry about their safety at musical events like Astroworld. He wants task force members, which include the Texas Music Office, DPS, and Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, to study things like crowd control and controlled substances. The injuries and deaths happened last Friday during Travis Scott's performance at Astroworld. The Russian man who worked on the Steele dossier is going on trial next spring. Igor Danchenko pleaded not guilty Wednesday to lying to the FBI about working on the dossier. It claimed alleged ties between Russia and former President Donald Trump to help him win the 2016 election. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham, who brought the charge with Danchenko, going on trial in April. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with a young man named Adam Renfro. He's the e-commerce manager at Guns.com. And you like 10 millimeters, huh?
Yes, sir, I do.
So do you have a favorite 10 millimeter? Is there one out there that actually exists today that you have maybe one or two of and you run them? Or is there just... You just like them as they come across the desk, or?
I got a Glock 20. You know, it's classic 10 millimeter. Also, you got to respect the Delta Elite. That's another phenomenal handgun. But in terms of the warehouse, we actually had an interesting one come through. We just had a Wyoming Arms Parker. I'm not sure if you know what that one is, but that was kind of neat to see. You don't see too many of those coming through.
Now, I've never heard of that name brand. We talked about one name brand yesterday that I had heard of, but I've never heard of Wyoming Arms. Now, Glock 20, arguably the most plentiful 10 millimeter out there today, you think?
Yeah, the Delta Elite might be close. I know we get a lot of, we've seen quite a few P220s. Come through in 10 millimeters as well. You got the Hunter model. It's got a Kryptek camouflage. I don't know if they're making it still, but you know. So I'd say between P220 and 10 mil, Delta Elite, Glock 20. So yeah, there's a couple of those EAA Canfoglios out there too. You know, but yeah, I would say Glock 20 is, that's a safe bet for sure.
I almost bought the Canfoglio. I have shot it. I thought it shot very softly for what it was. My biggest problem with the Canfoglio is that it comes with a magazine. But I was going to get it because it's the closest thing I figure I'm ever going to see to a brand 10. Do you have any thoughts on that particular gun?
Yeah, I think it's nice. And I do like the ergonomics of it, right? Anything based off CZ-75, in my opinion, it's going to feel good in the hand. To my understanding, they're pretty dang reliable, too. So... You know, you really, I mean, I understand that they're pretty great firearms, but, you know, I know it's also pretty hard to get them right now. A couple of the models on their website, I mean, they're just non-existent. I was actually looking into getting one myself for personal use, and you can't find them anywhere, even through our suppliers. I just haven't been able to find them right now.
But I mean, it's hard to beat the Glock, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It just in terms of, you know, Glocks across the board are great. If you want to put, you know, like a 6-inch barrel in your Glock 20, you can get that. You can get a wide variety of parts in there, and magazines too, right? And they're just so accessible, which is just great about Glocks in general.
I've got, I think I told you about this, I've got one sponsor that's building a Poly 80 Glock 10mm. It is based upon Gen 3, by the way, as we were talking about this, whether it's Gen 3 or Gen 4. And it is based on Gen 3, and it's going to come, he's going to throw in with it two or three 30-round magazines.
Man, that's a lot of firepower.
Okay, can you imagine strolling down the street with, you know, carrying the gun on you? This guy that's building the gun, his carry gun is a Glock 20. His daily carry is a Glock 20, which is an enormous... I mean, I've carried one in the past, but it's still a pretty big gun to carry, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, the full-size frame of the large frame, I should say, of the Glock platform. So Glock 21, Glock 20, I mean, they're large firearms, but that's what makes them pleasant to shoot. You know, you got a lot of grip and surface. And I mean, I will say, I think they're surprisingly mild for 10mm, because that's a hot cartridge, you know. And you get a lot of velocity and a lot of payload downrange out of a Glock 20 platform. It's relatively mild. I mean, you can stay on target pretty easily, in my opinion, with Glock 20. And not only that, too, the magazine, you know, the ammunition capacity per mag, compared to something like a Delta Elite, which is another popular one, you double the capacity, basically. So you can't argue with that either. Or if you're like, dude, you got four times the capacity, basically, with your 30 rounders.
Well, the reason I like, the reason I asked this guy to build this, you know, in the Poly 80, it's got a straighter grip angle, so that satisfies one need that I need to have with it. The other thing is that, you know, you can get some loads out there that will punch a hole in a bear's skull if you have to. And I figure if you can punch a hole in a bear's skull, well, the last time I was carrying a 10mm was after they were doing all this vehicular homicide, like in Paris when they did a terror attack with a truck in Nice and killed 80 people. I was just thinking, what could I possibly employ that's going to punch a hole through that windshield and stay on path and take out the driver? And then I thought, okay, 10mm. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm up in Minnesota, and you know, I like the 10mm because, you know, whether I'm black bear hunting or just hunting, there's, you know, bears or whatever in the woods. You know, it's nice to have. I mean, Buffalo Bore makes a lot of that hot ammo I think you're talking about, but you can get hot loads with other brands. Man, 10mm's got the power to put just about anything on legs down. Or at least where I'm at, you know. I mean, maybe not for a grizz, but certainly where I'm at, 10mm will get the job done.
Well, the other thing is, like, I do a segment. As a matter of fact, I'm doing it today. I do a segment with a guy named Dean Weingarten. And we were talking the other day about you're beginning to see an increase in bear attacks on people. And they're happening as far south as Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, a 9mm probably will do a pretty decent number on a bear too, but I don't know, if a bear was bearing down on me, I'd probably want a 10.
Yeah, I mean, right, you know, you could argue that anything, I mean, you could probably kill a bear with a 22, right? But it is nice to have that extra insurance, you know, when I mean, even on your lighter end, a lot of times you're still looking at 180 grain projectile, you know, going well over, I mean, depending on your length of barrel, but going over 1,200 feet per second. And that's a lot of payload downrange. That's certainly not going to stop without doing some damage.
Yeah. Do you think it is necessary to have is a Glock 41 a better gun than the 20 as far as which one is the 10 millimeters? Is it the 40 or 41?
It's the 40. 40. Yeah, the 40 is the you're talking about the long slide?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the Glock 40.
Better gun?
I mean, it depends what you're using it for, right? I mean, the little, you could conceal a Glock 20. I think you kind of lose that with the Glock 40. I mean, that's... You know, unless you got some large trousers or a really big jacket, I'm not really sure how you'd be carrying that. But I mean, I know they are popular. We sell a lot of them, and they do shoot they're very pleasant to shoot. I've personally never shot one extensively. You know, I do have a 6-inch barrel for my Glock 20. It's not the same thing, you know, not the same sight radius, et cetera, but I do like the 6-inch barrel. You do pick up more velocity, and, you know, a lot of times, depending what your application potential is, you know, that extra velocity, you know, whether for you, you're trying to punch through windshields or even a door, you know, that extra velocity is going to help with that.
You put a longer barrel in it, I presume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the more popular ones is there's a lot of popular ones, I should say, because it's for a Glock, but the Lone Wolves are pretty popular, the Lone Wolf 6-inch barrels.
I've seen those. I've seen a lot of guys that take their 10s and do that to it. I guess it does make it probably more accurate, and you don't give up any concealability, but we've sort of been alluding to EDC here, and we're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, I want to talk to Adam about EDC, and I want to get an idea if he's able to measure what people are carrying throughout the United States that buy guns from guns.com, and then I want to see if he's going with the trends or if he actually has some more inside baseball and carries something a little different than the trendy guns. Guns.com, you can go there and you can catch the news. You can go there and look for a new gun. You can go there and look for a used gun. You can sell your gun. Check them out. Guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Adam Renfro from Guns.com. And he's in a very unique position. He's the e-commerce manager at Guns.com. He gets to see what's coming in. He gets to see how he packages it, puts it back together so it can go back out. What does it seem to be the big, what is there a big seller among carry guns there in that niche that you would consider to be a carry gun at guns.com?
I'd say there's a couple big ones. You know, I mean, certainly you can't deny the widespread use of the M&P Shield. That's certainly one of the most popular ones, but I would say, especially over the last couple of years, the P365, the P365 XL, and all the different sub variants, and then you got the SAS model, which, you know, is better for daily carry. It actually doesn't have the front sight. You know, it's just got that rear kind of trench with the sight built into the back of the slide.
Right.
So that's an interesting one. You also have the Hellcat, you know, all the different Springfield models. I would say, obviously Glocks too. Glock 43, that's certainly a popular one. The 42, and that you see a lot of people are carrying Glock 19s as well. And again, that's just a fantastic general purpose handgun, right? I mean, you can use that for just about anything. So there's certainly others. Kimber, we see Micro 9, that's pretty dang popular. But yeah, I'm probably missing some, but I would say that's a good finger on the pulse of what we're seeing for daily carry right now, at least.
That sounds about right. At least what I see to be the trend. What do you carry?
I like to carry a Walther PPQ.
In what caliber?
9mm.
9mm.
The Navy SD model.
Now, do you prefer the PPQ to the PDP?
No, I actually don't have enough time on the PDP to say yes or no. I've shot it only once, so you know, it's kind of hard to formulate opinion. I've carried a PPQ for years, so use it, you know, wide variety of, you know, different applications and whatnot. So it's hard to say. I mean, I'm perhaps stuck in my ways, perhaps not. But, you know, over the next year, I might be able to let you know. You know, if I get myself a PDP, then you know, we'll see if it changes my mind. But for right now, I am very satisfied with my PPQ. It's been reliable for years, and I'm not really going to fix what isn't, you know, what's not broken. So.
Right. Well, I mean, for me, you know, it comes down to I carry a few different guns. I carry most of the same ones over and over again, but very partial to a single-action pistol of any 2011, 1911 variant. I have a Staccato that I can carry that's a pretty good carry. It's a Glock 19-size gun. I have a Chambers I can carry, but then I have other Striker guns that are available to me as well. But why do you think people are moving to the smaller guns, besides the obvious, which is it's easier to carry and it's easier to conceal? And why do you carry something? What size? If is it? Are you carrying the PPQ? What size barrel? 4 inch, 4.5.
Yeah, it's got the 4.5 inch. It's because it's threaded, hangs out a little bit out the end of the slide.
Right. So you're carrying a full size gun, just about, right?
Yeah, I think it's technically a compact, but yeah, essentially it's a full size.
Okay.
So my thought process behind it is, you know, I would rather sacrifice comfort for ammunition capacity in something I can shoot better, right? You know, God forbid I get in a situation where I have to deploy my firearm, my personal protection sidearm that I daily carry. I would much rather have a larger firearm that I can shoot more accurately and be more comfortable with. I know, you know, where I'm going to be placing shots on that. And, you know, it's a bigger gripping surface, too. So that's personally why I do it. You know, yeah, obviously it's not as easy to conceal and it's not as comfortable, but if my life's on the line, I want the firearm that I shoot best in my hand, and I want more ammunition capacity.
Well, like I did a comparison of the P10S and the P365, and what they did with the P365 is nothing short of miraculous. But when you look at those two guns in their width of the grip, there's not that much of a difference. It's just that the P365 looks so small. And most of the people that I find that carry the P365, I think most of them carry the P365 XL, which is a little bit longer than a Glock 19, isn't it?
I'm not certain about that. I'm really not. But, yeah, I know a lot of people are carrying the P365 XL. You know, we're selling a lot of them, too, with the red dot already installed on it. But we also sell a lot without the red dots on, too. Yeah, that's certainly a popular pick this day and age. The Hellcat's popular, too, though, man. I'm telling you, we sell a lot of those as well.
Well, but I'm like you. I'd rather carry something a little bit bigger that has a little bit more shootability for me, that I can go through remedial action on it and function, you know, do all the manipulation I have to do without my hands. The smaller guns, they seem to be sprung tighter and everything else because they have to, they have a shorter distance and everything to stop everything from going backwards. That's the extent of my engineering knowledge, by the way, Adam, what I just told you. But I would rather carry the smallest gun I am carrying today. I might carry the P10S, but if I'm going to the Glock 19 sized gun or the Glock or the P10C sized gun or the Scotto C2 size, that size gun is my sweet spot for me because it's big enough to fight with and it's small enough to hide.
Yeah, I get that. I do. But yeah, again, I'm not talking down on the P365 or any other daily carry. I mean, the Shield, again, that's another popular one. That's just my personal preference. You know, I'm certainly wrong in the eyes of some and maybe right in the eyes of others, but that's just, in my opinion, what I lean towards.
So with the little guns, you prefer the Shield to any of the rest of them? Because I do.
I think I'd have to go P365.
I shoot a lot of Glock, so I always get a lot of Glock knuckle. And the lack of undercut and just that straight trigger guard just sort of irritates me a little bit on the P365. And I have built 5 or 6 of those M&P shields. My biggest complaint with them was they were single stacks. Now they've got a double stack, so I haven't shot one yet. I would like to try one of those, but I always found that to be a really accurate pistol for me anyway.
Yeah, I mean, in my experience with, you know, the XD series and or the Shield series or whatever, you know, that's either, I mean, a lot of those brands, they have it down this day and age where you can have a small firearm and it can still be surprisingly accurate. You know, it's pretty incredible to me. I mean, you know, you got Smith & Wesson who's doing it well, you got Springfield who's doing it well, Ruger, you know, SIG, Glock. It's pretty impressive to me across the board that you can have a, you know, 3.3-inch barrel, right, if it's a Shield, and it's still, you know, you can actively hit a target over and over again, and you can see your grouping decently in the center of the target. It's pretty impressive all around, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think the P365 is a very accurate gun, too, but I just have my preference as far as all of that goes. Now, you going to be at SHOT Show?
No, I'm not thinking so this year. We'll see, though.
Well, I'm going to be at SHOT Show. I don't know if we're going to have a SHOT Show, but I'm planning to go to SHOT Show. I have my media pass and everything else, and at the very least, if you do go to SHOT Show, you should come and let's do a little filming. And I know a couple of lawyers that'll be there, so we'll be covered. We won't get no trouble or nothing. We won't get no
for
trouble.
Sure,
or nothing. I presume we got about a minute and a half left. I presume that you put new entries up on the used gun side of guns.com daily.
Yes. Yep.
How many new entries would you say is average?
So they get uploaded once a week, but we do the legwork on a daily basis, and that depends on, you know, how many are coming through. We buy guns, and that's our buying platform of people selling it to us. But I'd say on average about at least 30 to 50, you know, coming through on a daily basis.
Wow. So about 250 during a normal work week. That's a lot of guns coming through. That's a lot of guns.
It certainly is, and that's what I was saying. You know, it's cool to see all these different ones because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see all these different firearms in one location and actually get to physically touch them. So it's definitely cool.
We're running out of time, Adam. We're going to have to do this again very soon. Give my regards to Mr. Alter and tell him I appreciate him setting us up. And thank you for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure, Bill.
Guns.com, they bring you the show. They bring you used guns, new guns, and all the news. I kind of like them. We'll be right back. Coming up next is going to be Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.